Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jesus is Hot Magazine. We want to welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We have an exciting time this season of the magazine. We are actually going to be with you throughout this week, which is something that is very, very new for us. I want to thank all of our supporters, our partners, our friends of the ministry who have been with us throughout the year since we started back in 2005. It has been an honor, it has been a blessing and a privilege to be with each and every one of you. Thank you for the shout-outs on Facebook and all of our friends who are liking our page. You are such an encouragement. We love you beyond what words can describe here at the magazine. And just thank God for you each and every day. Please, as this ministry lifts you up each and every day, we pray that you lift us up as well every single day, because every single day we need the grace, the favor, the love, and the faithfulness of God. We need it in our personal lives, in our ministry lives, and in our very walks with God. So I want to thank you all once again for being a huge part of what God is doing with and in and through this ministry. I want to start off today with a word of prayer, just to come before the Lord because he's worthy, because he's faithful, because he's true, because his grace is sufficient for each and every day. He is our King. He is our Father, our Lord, our Savior. He is Holy Spirit, our Comforter, our Leader, our Guide, our Refuge in times of struggle, in times of trouble. And we just want to let him know this morning that we have not forgotten him, as he would never leave us nor forsake us. We want to let him know this morning that we'll never leave and we'll never forsake him. We'll never leave and we'll never forsake your word, Lord God, our King, our strength, our Redeemer, our stronghold of strength, of wisdom, of grace, of mercy, of reverence. You are the Holy of and in our lives. We reverence you, we worship you this morning, Lord God, simply because you're worthy, simply because you're great, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent in every part of our lives, within and without, each and every part of our days, our afternoons and our evenings. Help us to give you glory, help us to give you honor, help us to give you praise in spite of what we may be going through. Thank you, Lord God, that your faithfulness causes you to stay the same. You never change. You are an unchanging Father. You are an unchanging King. You are worthy of all majesty, all honor, and all glory. There is none like you. There is none higher than you. There is no name that exceeds your name. There is no love that is greater than your love, especially your love that would sacrifice your only Son here upon the earth, that he would give his life for mine, for ours, that we could come back to you in relationship, that relationship can be restored, that you spoke of in the beginning of creation, that you spoke before the foundations of the world. Lord God, that we would have dominion, power, and authority in and over this earth realm. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Thank you for every listener. Thank you, Lord God, for the kingdom of God here upon the earth. Thank you for every pastor, every leader, every evangelist, Lord God, all of the offices that you have called us to in ministry, Lord God. Thank you for every parishioner. Thank you, Lord God, for every staff member in the body of Christ that is obligated to your houses, Lord God, obligated to your word, your way, Lord God, your way of doing things. Thank you, Lord God, for every intercessor. Thank you for the chief intercessor, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this Jesus is Hot magazine. Thank you, Lord God, personally from my pastor, Pastor Raquel Smith of Not Limited by Walls Christian Center. Thank you, Lord God, for Elder who stands by her side, who also leads and guides and assists her on every side, Lord God, of doing life and covenant together. Thank you for the two of them, Lord God, who lead and guide your people via your spirit and their heart for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every pastor, every leader, everywhere, Lord God, that is doing the work of the ministry, that is building your kingdom, Lord God, based upon kingdom principles. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise this morning, for it is yours and you deserve it from our lips, from our hearts, and from our lives of worship, not just before others, but before you, Lord God, as an audience of one who is always with us, because you promised us in your word, and we believe you, that you'll never leave us, never forsake us, nor see our seed begging bread. Thank you for governing our lives on every side. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the praise, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray and thanksgiving, and we say thank God and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Well, this morning, I want to invite you to join me in the Word of God in a particular place this morning that we will always begin our broadcast with. This will be our broadcast's foundational scripture via Holy Spirit, and I thank him for his obedience to the will of God and for speaking it into existence here upon the earth through my lips. I'd like you to join me first in Proverbs chapter 2. And we're going to go over the entire scripture. That's Proverbs chapter 2. And I'm going to incorporate myself and you as well, we collectively, in the Word of God, that we can walk in all the ways that we are called to today. We are your sons, your daughters, and we receive your words and treasure your commands within us, so that we incline our ears to wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding. Yes, we cry out for discernment and lift up our voices for understanding. We seek you as silver and search for you as for hidden treasure, understanding. For then we will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for us, the upright. He is as a shield to those who walk uprightly, and we walk uprightly, so he therefore is our shield. He guards our paths with justice and preserves our way as his saints, his believers, his kingdom government children. And therefore we walk in understanding, in righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters our hearts and knowledge is pleasant to our souls, discretion preserves us, understanding keeps us to deliver us from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, of which we do not walk. Those who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver us from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness, and therefore we walk in the way of goodness, and we keep to the paths of righteousness, for we are the upright and will dwell in the land, and we are the blameless. We will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Praise God. We will walk uprightly before the Lord in his presence at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. We rejoice in the Lord and in the power of his might, and are equipped and will stand in and keep on the full armor of God throughout this day. And we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that, again, was Proverbs 2, the entire chapter. Please revisit it as often as you possibly can throughout the day, and just continue to confess the word of God over yourself. Our foundational scripture for our lesson today, which is entitled When God Calls, our foundational scripture for this particular message today is 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we're going to actually work our way to chapter 3, as I have been led to go over things from the beginning, which is God's divine right order for all things. Bear with me a moment. As Plan B is in place for our broadcast today. Glory to God. So our foundational scripture, once again, is 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. And then in 1 Samuel 3, to give you some background, in this passage of scripture, God speaks directly to Samuel, even though Samuel could not see him. Samuel heard the voice and was attentive. His faith caused him to hear the voice of God, but his flesh caused him to believe that someone he could see in the natural called him. Every time God spoke, Samuel went to Eli in response. Eli, through faith experience, advised Samuel to address God directly by acknowledging him through speaking when it happened again. As a result of Samuel's obedience to the advice given by Eli, God was granted access to speak to Samuel, and though fear rose up in him due to a negative report given by God, the courage to speak what was said arose in Samuel to Eli, who received what the Lord said. So that's just a little small background of 1 Samuel chapter 3. So we're going to begin with an explanation of the first book of Samuel. And I'll be reading the explanation and the scriptures, chapters 1 through 3, to you through the New King James Version. The book of 1 Samuel describes the transition of leadership in Israel from judges to kings. Three characters are prominent in the book: Samuel, the last judge and first prophet, Saul, the first king of Israel, and David, the king elect, anointed but not yet recognized as Saul's successor. The books of 1 and 2 Samuel are originally one book in the Hebrew Bible, known as the Book of Samuel, or simply Samuel. This name has been variously translated. The name of God, his name is God, heard even though it is one continuous account. So we are going to go ahead into 1 Samuel and begin in chapter 1, as I don't want to go too far ahead. I don't want to lose anyone in your understanding of this particular message that is coming forth through the Spirit of God through me this morning. Chapter 1 of 1 Samuel. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? I am not better to you than 10 sons. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am not a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. So there present in this particular verse was the power of agreement between two or three gathered in his name. Verse 18. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked for him from the Lord. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever. So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word. Then the woman stayed, and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. Chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven. And she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from his heap, from the ash heap, to set him among princes and make him inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversities of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah, but the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand with the meat while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh and in all the Israelites who came there. And that was verse 14 of chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. And as we only have about 3 minutes left in the broadcast, and we desire to operate in a spirit of excellence, as promised, we will end at 10:30 a.m. I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us this morning for this broadcast of Jesus is Hot Magazine, for actually the first broadcast of Jesus is Hot Magazine in 2016. So we are excited not only that this is the first broadcast of this year, but we thank God that we're going to be joining you every single day of this week. Glory to God, a first here at Jesus is Hot Magazine, and many, 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 many more to come in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for the lesson that you shared with us today in 1 Samuel that extends from chapters 1 through chapter 3, which we will continue on tomorrow. We thank you that you will remind us of all that we have encounter today in your word. We thank you, Lord God, for every lesson that has even been learned thus far through and by the word of God. We thank you, Father, that the rest of our day will be filled with attentiveness to you on every side, that we would allow you through your spirit to lead and guide us in all of our ways and not depart from your words. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of truth that goes forward to take us throughout the day, Lord God. We thank you for the angels assigned to us on every side. Thank you that they are working and moving for our benefit and the benefit of those around us, Lord God, as we pray this day in the different areas of our lives, Lord God. We thank you for being a shield and a buckler around us. We thank you, Lord God, for leading us in all the paths of righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus for these and all things. For anyone who, Lord God, does not know you in the pardon of their sins, we thank you that salvation will come forth today. If you are one of those, you can simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. And if you say this, I promise you that you will be born again. You will be saved. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, we thank you once again for joining us right here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. We love you and we give God glory for you in Jesus' name.